I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Just ahead, we listen to a song that makes a lot of sense to a U.S. soldier in Iraq. But first, we answer today's GeoQuiz. We were looking for the Arab city that was home to the Thousand and One Nights, and where there's now a surge in cosmetic surgery. That city is the capital of Iraq, Baghdad. During the past 7 years of conflict in Iraq, thousands of people were wounded and needed reconstructive surgery. Now the violence has dropped, and there's a rise in demand for more cosmetic transformations. The BBC's Jim Muir introduces us to one of Baghdad's busy plastic surgeons.
When there is peace, there is life. When there is war, there is no life. Because of peace, they want to be living more.
Peace has been good to Dr. Abbas Hassan. Every day, his clinic in a rather grubby building in southwest Baghdad is crowded with patients. Most of them are here, not because they need surgery, but because they want to look better.
Especially the females, teenagers, they want to be like movies, like magazine girls. The majority of girls, they think when they are needing surgery for the nose, for the face, for the eyes, they become more attractive and they get married earlier.
There are people of all sorts here, old and young, men and women. Dr. Sehan offers all kinds of cosmetic surgery. But by far the most popular operation is rhinoplasty. To the layman, nose jobs. And most of those queuing up for them are young women, like Sara Muhammad.
I feel better, happy. When I saw myself in a mirror, I smile.
Sara's already had the operation. She's just here for a checkup.
I have operation 1 month ago.
And you feel better about yourself?
Yes, sure.
But why did you do this? Do you think you were ugly before?
No, my nose is broken when I'm a child. So I must make operation after 18 years, but I make the operation now. I feel better now.
Well, I'm putting my best foot forward here, and I'm going to ask Dr. Sehan what he thinks he can do for me.
I can do a botox for improvement of the wrinkles and surgery for removal of this fat from your eyes and facelifting for your neck.
Thank you. And how much is that going to cost me?
For these three operations, around $2,500. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to think about that.
Yeah, you have to think.
At the hospital where Dr. Sehan performs his operations, I met Haifa Shaheen. She'd been thinking about having a nose job for 2 years. Now, finally, she's decided to take the plunge, with some trepidation.
When the doctor told me it was my turn, my heart started thumping. I'm frightened of hospitals and operations, and I'm still very nervous.
Haifa's trundled to the operating theatre on a trolley. She's given a general anaesthetic, and Dr. Sehan gets to work. For the patients, these are moments of anxiety mingled with hope. But for the doctor, it's routine. He's done 1,400 nose operations like this in the past 5 years or so. The job is soon done. So, you finished the operation?
Yeah. Taking around 20 minutes or a little bit more.
Successful?
Yeah, I hope that.
So she's going to look better?
I think so.
Let's see what she has to say when she wakes up. Her nose and face swathed in bandages. Haifa says she felt pain all over at first, and then just in the head. She sounds distinctly nasal, but even now, no regrets.
Am I happy? Yes. God be praised. Great. It's all over. It's all over.
Well, it's 2 months on now, and Haifa's clearly enjoying life with her new nose. She'd do it all over again, but that's as far as she's going.
The pain was bearable. It didn't cost too much, and I'm happy with the result. All I wanted was to change my nose.
Haifa herself may not be in the market for any more operations. But back at Dr. Sehan's clinic, there are plenty of others waiting their turn. For The World, I'm Jim Muir in Baghdad.